CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham, where references in the script can be found either on the RSGB website or attached to the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS News for Sunday the 13th of April 2025. Here are the main news headlines. Apply to be in the RSGB team for YOTA Camp 2025. Be part of the RSGB Exam Tutors Preview Panel. Catch up with the RSGB 2025 AGM on YouTube. If you're aged between 16 and 25 and are passionate about amateur radio, then this news is for you. The Year's Youngsters on the Air Summer Camp takes place between the 18th and 25th of August at the historical Château de Joinville near Paris in France. The event is being organised by the French National Amateur Radio Society, REF, and the IARU. It's a chance of a lifetime for young RSGB members to represent their country and their national society. If you are ready for exciting experiences, would like to make new friends, and want to help shape the future of amateur radio, then the RSGB would love to hear from you. If you'd like to find out more about what's involved and submit an application, see the RSGB site under YOTA Camp. The closing date for applications is the 2nd of May for team leader, 16th of May for team members. Apply today and don't miss out on this fantastic opportunity. The RSGB is looking to recruit volunteers from the exam tutor community to help pre-screen documentation prior to public release as part of the process of improving the quality of documents issued by the Exam and Syllabus Review Group, ESRG. The Exam Tutors Review Panel is intended to be an informal group of approximately six tutors who are currently involved in providing training for amateur radio licence exams at any of the three current levels. Panel members will be asked to use their skills to help improve the quality of the syllabus, the questions in the published question bank, and other published documentation. They'll receive advance copies of documents that are due to be published, and they will be expected to return any comments within an agreed timescale, which typically is a fortnight. The ESRG is not obliged to accept the recommendations from panel members, but if they do not accept a recommendation change, they'll explain why. All documents and additional correspondence sent to panel members will be under an embargo until the final versions are released to the public. The Exam Tutors Review Panel is intended to run for an initial 6 months and then be reviewed. If you're interested in becoming a member of the panel, please email Board Director Len Paget, GM0ONX, via gm0onx@rsgb.org.uk. The RSGB would like to thank everyone who joined the RSGB 2025 AGM, which was held yesterday, the 12th of April. If you missed the live event, you can still watch the full live stream on the Society's YouTube channel. As well as the formal AGM business, the board answered questions from RSGB members on a range of topics. You'll also be able to watch the President's Review of 2024, delivered by John McCulloch, MBE, GI4BWM, who was the RSGB President at the time. The AGM also included a representation about the Society's strategy, led by Board Director Mark Jones, G0MGX. There were contributions from Board Director Ben Lloyd, GW4BML, Spectrum Forum Chairman Murray Neiman, G6JYB, and current President Bob Beebe, GU4YOX. Timestamps will be available in the video summary on YouTube, allowing you to skip any particular section you don't particularly want to watch. Go to rsgb.org/AGM to find out more about every aspect of the AGM, including personal statements from the new president, board directors and regional reps. Don't forget as part of the celebrations of the centenary of the International Amateur Radio Union, the RSGB will be activating the call sign GB0IARU throughout the month. A commemorative QSL card is available for QSOs made between the 1st of April and the 30th of April. On qrz.com you can find full details of the special event station, how to apply for your commemorative card, and a spreadsheet showing who is activating the call sign. World Amateur Radio Day 2025 takes place on Friday the 18th of April and coincides with the centenary of the International Amateur Radio Union. This year's theme is Entering the Next Century of Amateur Radio Communications and Innovation. All radio amateurs are invited to take to the airwaves to show their skills and capabilities to the public. You can read more about the event on the IARU website via iaru.org. Please send details of all your news and events to radcom@rsgb.org.uk no later than 10 a.m. on a Thursday before the Sunday broadcast. Now for details of rallies and events. The Moray Firth Amateur Radio Society surplus equipment sale takes place on Saturday the 19th of April at Rose Isle Village Hall near Burghead. Doors open to traders at 10 a.m, general public between 11 a.m. and 4 p.m. There's ample parking on site and catering will be available. £5 to get in, tables for sellers £10. Find out more by going to mfars.club. Cambridge Repeater Group Rally is taking place on Sunday the 27th at Foxton Village Hall, Hardman Road, Foxton, Cambridge, CB226RN. Doors open 7 a.m. for trade, 7:30 a.m. for traders, 9:30 for the general public. £4 to get in. The event will include a car boot sale, trade stands, bring and buy, catering, disabled facilities, an RSGB bookstall, and a free marshalled car park. A cash and burger van will be open at 8 a.m. The venue rules state strictly no dogs except assistant dogs on the field. Go to CambridgeRepeaters.net for further information and booking. Now special events news. The Experimental Danish Radio Amateurs Association, known as EDR, will be celebrating World Amateur Radio Day on the 18th of April with a special event station 5P0WARD. The group is also operating a special event called SINOZ100IARU between the 19th of April and the 27th to celebrate the 100th year anniversary of the IARU. More information at qrz.com. The Polish Amateur Radio Union is celebrating 95 years since its founding, as well as the centenary of the International Amateur Radio Union. To mark the occasion, 10 special event stations are active until the 25th of April. Full details, as well as available awards, see hamaward.cloud. Spanish National Society, URE, will also be on the air, marking the 100th anniversary of IARU. Members are active on 160 to 6 metres between 15th of April and the 30th of April, with 10 different special event stations, including AO100IARU. Special awards will be available, as well as medals for the top participants from each continent who achieve the highest numbers of contacts with stations on different bands and modes. Go to ure.es for further details. DX News, Paul GWO0NGA will be active from Jamestown in St Helena as ZD7PG from the 12th of April until the 19th. He'll be active on the HF bands during his spare time, QSL via home call, possibly EQSL. Aldea PY1SAD is active again from Georgetown in Guyana as 8 Radio 1 Tango Mike until the 26th of April. Aldea will be operating all bands using CWSSB digital and satellite, QSL via EQSL and Logbook of the World. DA1DXDK9IPDM6EE and DL8LAS will be active from Anigada Island in the British Virgin Islands as VP2VI from the 10th to the 27th of April. Full details, qrz.com. Contests on Tuesday the 15th of April, 1.3 gigs UK activity contest runs from 1900 to 2130 UTC, all modes 23 SEMS band, exchanges signal, report serial number and locator. Wednesday the 16th, 80 metre club championship runs 1900 to 2030 UTC, SSB on the 80 metre band, exchanges signal, report serial number signal, report and serial number. And on Thursday the 17th of April, the 70 megs UK activity contest runs 1900 to 2130 UTC, all modes on the 4 metre band, exchanges signal, report serial number and locator. Now for the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO. They write, a fast solar wind caused some disruption last week, often sending the KP index up to 5 with many 3-hour periods of excess to 4. The solar wind speed was the 600 to 700 kilometre per second range, causing a moderate G2 geomagnetic storm and visible aurora at higher latitudes midweek. Glancing CMEs that left the sun on the 9th of April brought a small chance of enhanced geomagnetic activity at the end of the week. Meanwhile, the solar flux index declined slightly from a high of 184 on the 5th of April to 167 on Thursday the 10th. There have been quite a few C-class solar flares, but only two M-class flares and no X-class events over the past 7 days. This geomagnetic activity has taken its toll on HF propagation, with lower critical frequencies at times and lower MUFs. This, coupled with the start of a change to summer ionospheric conditions, has meant that MUFs over a 3,000 km path have often struggled to get past 19.7 megs at times. We have probably seen the best of the long-range 10 meter propagation until autumn, but we will have sporadic E and its associated short skip from next month on to make up for it. Next week, NOAA predicts the solar flux index will fall further, perhaps to between 135 and 140 on the 15th of April. Geomagnetic conditions are likely to improve with a KP index of 2 to 3. Forecast, that is, for the period after tomorrow, the 14th. We may expect more problematic geomagnetic conditions as with a predicted KP index of 4 from the 21st to the 24th of April. VHF and up, the long spell of fine settled weather and strong tropo is leaving us for a while, starting this weekend, and the high pressure is giving way to slow-moving areas of low pressure with cloud and rain in the coming week. For the coming week. Although it won't rain all the time, it will be considerably wetter than recently, with some heavy spells of rain at times and good prospects for rain scatter on the gigahertz band. It's possible there could be some thunder in the heavier rain, so now's the season to be aware of lightning risk. The meteor scatter prospects are staggering towards the 22nd of April Lyrids, which peak on Tuesday of the following week, so we're still probably relying on random activity for most of this coming week, but with improving chances. The solar conditions have been feeding low-level auroral activity, and it remains a good time of the year when some effective auroral conditions can appear, so stay alert to the state of the KP index just in case. The good news is that sporadic E will eventually make an appearance, usually on 10 metres or 6, and quite often first picked out of the digital modes. It will be late April before we need to get too excited about it, but there's no harm in getting a set of beacons in mind for tracking an opening. Remember, the main characteristic of EES is that it starts on the lower frequencies, like 10 metres, and works up through 6 to 4, and then finally 2, in high summer opening. EME path losses are at their maximum at apogee this evening, the 13th, and moon declination is negative and falling further. Moon windows will continue to shorten, with peak elevation reaching only 8 degrees at the end of the week. 144 meg sky noise starts the week low, but will increase during the week to more than 2,300 Kelvin on Friday. And that's it from the propagation team this week. That's all from me also. Until next week.